From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. A White House official says President Obama and Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin today formed the basis of a good relation during their two-hour meeting at Putin's residence outside Moscow. Later, in an address to graduating students, President Obama talked about resetting relations between the U.S. and Russia.
This must be more than a fresh start between the Kremlin and the White House, though that is important. And I've had excellent discussions with both your president and your prime minister. It must be sustained effort among the American and Russian people to identify mutual interests and expand dialogue and cooperation that can pave the way to progress.
President Obama is talking directly to Russian people in his address, in talks with business leaders, political dissidents, and with former Russian leader Mikhail Gorbachev. Israel has confirmed that it deported several activists, including a Nobel laureate and a former U.S. congresswoman. The activists were detained when their boat was seized while en route to deliver aid to the Gaza Strip. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
Former U.S. Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney and Nobel laureate Merritt Corrigan McGuire were among the activists taken into custody when the Israeli Navy intercepted a boat carrying 3 tons of medical and humanitarian aid for the trapped residents of the Gaza Strip. Israel has enforced an embargo on goods entering the Strip in response to what it calls the hostility of the Hamas movement that controls Gaza. The Free Gaza Movement, which sponsored the aid vessel, posted a statement online from McKinney asserting that Israel had, quote, lost its last shred of legitimacy if it feared for its security, quote, because we wanted to give crayons to the children of Gaza. More than a dozen other activists had already been released by the Israelis. Authorities say after being inspected, the aid supplies will be transferred to Gaza. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Democrat Al Franken will be sworn in today as the 100th member of the Senate. He will also boost the Democratic caucus to 60, the number needed to beat GOP filibusters. More from NPR's David Wellna.
Appearing at the Capitol yesterday, Senator-elect Franken already sounded like a member of a key panel he'll soon join, the health committee that's drafting an overhaul of the health care system.
Minnesotans want a rational health care system that provides health care for all Americans, that is accessible and affordable. It gets the cost down.
For Arizona's John Kyle, who's the Senate Republican's chief vote counter, Franken's ultimate defeat of Republican Norm Coleman is a setback.
Obviously, adding one more on the Democratic side, getting up to 60, is a big deal in terms of moving legislation, and yes, it'll make our job a little harder.
But Kyle promised Republicans are not about to give up. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
This is NPR News. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 35 points to 82.89. The NASDAQ is down 3 points to 17.83. South Carolina has lost a major college sports event because of the long-running controversy over the Confederate flag. The Atlantic Coast Conference has decided not to hold its baseball championship in the state. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The ACC had previously agreed to hold its baseball tournament in Myrtle Beach for 3 consecutive years, beginning in 2011. But that decision drew criticism from the NAACP, which has been boycotting South Carolina for almost a decade. The civil rights organization opposes the state's continued practice of flying the Confederate battle flag on the state capitol grounds. Though the flag was moved 9 years ago from the top of the Capitol Dome to a monument on the Capitol lawn, the NAACP has said it won't lift its boycott until the symbol is removed entirely. The ACC says it's been in discussions with the NAACP and blamed the decision to hold the tournament in South Carolina on a misunderstanding. The conference commissioner cited his commitment to diversity, equality, and human rights in announcing the games will be moved to North Carolina instead. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
According to officials, the nation's hospitals are near agreement with a key lawmaker and the White House to pick up part of the cost of President Obama's plan for expanded health care coverage. The exact size of any deal was not immediately available. Several days ago, talks were focused on about $150 billion over a decade. Officials say under the emerging agreement, hospitals would accept lower than anticipated payments under Medicare and Medicaid, the federal health care programs for seniors and the poor. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.